making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Stuart Armstrong all but agrees a deal to join Southampton. James Tavernier says the times of accepting second place at Rangers is over. And we speak to SFA referee Douglas Ross about the controversial VAR system at the World Cup. I'm Ronnie Charters, and to kick off another week of the 5 grand fan, I'm delighted to be joined by Mr. Derek Johnston. Derek, how are we?
I'm very well, Ronnie. How's yourself? You're looking very red about the face. Have you been somewhere?
Sun-kissed. I am, Derek, just back from their training camp. Factor 50 has worked, well, and it's now going to a nice wee tan.
You're now the lobster man.
Anyway, back to footballing business. 0141 951 1025. If you want to get involved in any of the conversations tonight, Stuart Armstrong's, James Tavernier, the VAR system, all up for debate. Or if you like Twitter, at Clyde SSB is where you will find us. And of course, as well as that, we have the mere chance for you to win £5,000 in time for the new season. Every weeknight from 6 till 7, you can come on air and answer as many sporting questions as you can inside 30 seconds. Aim of the game, as always, is to get on the leaderboard in time for finals week starting the 23rd of July. To get there, you have to get a 6 so far to get on the leaderboard. But setting the pace, we have 3 people at the top,
three,
Derek, with
now
a score of 7.
Ooh,
a
excellent.
Third, you go for Spain for a week and all of a sudden there's another one up there at the top of the leaderboard. David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling, and now Terry McCutcheon from Barrhead are the 3 pace setters at the top of the leaderboard. But, as ever, if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information and instructions you need to register, or head to our Twitter feed at ClydeSSB. Look at our pinned tweet and you will find all the information you need there. As easy as that.
For 5 grand, go in and do it. Go on, don't be shy.
Get your nice wee holiday there.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely, yes.
Beautiful. So, but let's start with the sort of breaking news story across the weekend and into today, Derek, and that is all regarding Stuart Armstrong, the Celtic midfielder, but maybe not for long. We understand the midfielder has all but agreed his move to Southampton after discussions took place over the weekend. Let's take you back to around Friday night, I think it was, when the news first broke. Celtic had agreed a fee with the English Premier League club, believed to be an initial £7 million, which could rise with add-ons. The 26-year-old had signed a 2-year deal with Celtic last summer after speculation linking him again with Southampton before then, but he penned a 2-year deal. He joined Celtic 2015 and has been, you could say, rather successful. 4 Premiership titles, 2 Scottish Cups, 2 League Cups, including that double treble as well. He'll now undergo a medical at the Stadium of Light, and a deal should be completed by the end of the week. In terms of Southampton, just avoided relegation, 17th. Mm. Your thoughts on this transfer, Derek? £7 million rising even more with add-ons.
I think Celtic have handled it very, very well. We all remember last season, you know, it looked as if Stuart Armstrong wanted to go, but Celtic have persuaded them, you know, sign another 2-year deal, give us another year, then you can leave after that, knowing fine well, you know, that they would get decent money for him. And for Celtic to get £7 million for a man who might have been lucky to get, you know, 10 games next season because of the amount of class that Celtic have got in midfield, to get £7 million plus for him is fantastic bit of business for Celtic. And for the player as well, obviously wants to play down south, you know, in the English Premier League. He's with a team that really struggled last year, you're absolutely correct, but to play in that league is what he's wanted at this time in his career as well. So for the player, it's a great move, probably double his wages as well.
Yeah.
So for him, it's great. And the money that Celtic have got, that's just paid for Odson Edouard, isn't it, really?
Just about.
So it's a terrific bit of business by Celtic.
It's that recruitment from Celtic as well, you know, brought him in for around £2 million, get the use out of him. And then, and it, what we were discussing in the office as well, Southampton, across the last 5 years, have ploughed nearly £49 million into Celtic with the sales of Wanyama, Forrester, who's the others? I've got it written down somewhere. Armstrong now as well. Celtic have been bankrolled by that. And it goes back to the recruitment, and that's something that, you know, Steven Gerrard was talking about with Rangers as well, but they have to do that. They have to sort of buy cheap and hopefully they can progress.
But Celtic are probably one of the only sides at that time, you know, that they can fork out £2 million, £3 million for a player, knowing fine well that they were good players, and, you know, Brendan Rodgers makes them better players, then you're going to make money on them. And I think they've done that with plenty of them. And it's been very, very successful that way for Celtic. But it's all about getting the man to find these people. You know, yeah. Whoever was scouting them and brought them in, what a job he's done for Celtic.
So it's £49 million in the last 5 years. Wijnaldum for £12.5 million. Forster, the keeper, for £10 million. Van Dijk for original £13 million, and then the £6.5 million after he moved, yeah. And now Armstrong. So it just shows you
great bit of business, and they're doing their business really well, Celtic, on and off the park.
What in terms of the midfield, Derek? You know, that's one that Celtic fans may argue he was expendable in that sense. You know, They may not miss him as much as they could. Yes, he scored important goals, but when you look at that midfield, you look at Ncham and Brown, who have been that rock. It's someone who Brendan Rodgers may have said, you know what, we can let him go for that money.
Well, the difference was last season that he was never a number one pick, you know, simply because exactly what you're saying, you know, that the quality that Celtic had in midfield, he struggled again. Yes, he would come on as a sub and maybe play a cup game or whatever, but he was never ever going to be a first team pick, you know. And you know, and for Celtic to get that sort of money for him at the age he's at is just a terrific bit of business.
We've seen so many Scottish players try to make the move down south and it not work out and whatnot. At the age that he is, you know, 25, 26, still, you know, relatively young in his age.
Well, he should be just coming into his peak.
This could be, do you think this is a gamble in a sense to move down there?
Or
do you think
it's a gamble? You know, he's a good player. He's proved that up here. You know, within a season, he scored so many goals for a midfielder. He got his Scotland caps. He was told by Gordon Strachan he'd made the best start to a Scotland career of any player he'd ever seen. You know, so it's there. It's definitely there in his genes. And I think that's what Southampton have seen in him. They need somebody from midfield that's got to score goals. That's where they toiled last year. You know, they need an attack-minded midfielder. And certainly, if he's on song, then Stuart Armstrong is the man for them.
01419511025 if you want to get involved. Or on Twitter, at Clyde SSE. Johnny Boy on Twitter says, fantastic bit of business for the club, practically pays for Edouard and a player who you could get rid of for next season. So as you say, that £9 million, whatnot, for Edouard is practically gone because you've sold.
I think players are like that. I mean, he started off at Dundee United, did really well, and then Celtic took him in and he did well for Celtic. Then he got in the Scotland side, you know, and excelled again. This is another part of his growing up. You say he's 25, 26 years of age. You might get another 3 or 4 years down there, you know, at top. I mean, whether Southampton are going to stay in the Premier League next season, we'll need to wait and see. They did it by the skin of their teeth last season, so I would like to think that they're going to recruit as well. They've certainly earned an awful lot of money, you know, with the players that they've sold as well. So there is money to spend, and they're going to have to do that if they want to stay up. So it's a chance to play in arguably the best and biggest league in the world. So why would you refuse that?
All right, well, why don't we welcome on our first contestant of the £5,000 fan. He is ready and waiting to go.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
Brian Conway, a Celtic fan from Tellybody. Brian, how are you this evening?
I'm absolutely fantastic, feeling champion.
Oh, very good. I like the confidence, Brian. I like the confidence. We were just chatting there, obviously, about the transfer of Stuart Armstrong. Brian, what's your thoughts on that? Is it one that you're happy to see for that amount of money, or would you like to have seen him stayed at Parkhead?
I think he's an excellent player. I think it's good for Southampton he's signed. I think he's had his time at Celtic. He was excellent for us, and that we don't want to lose excellent players. But considering the money that we got for him and the money that we paid for him, I think it's been excellent business for Celtic. So that really negates the £9 million that was spent on odds on Edouard. You know, that £7 million takes it down to a £2 million spend, which means that there's money there to strengthen in areas that Brendan Rodgers... I mean, I trust Brendan Rodgers with every... And Mr. Lowell with Celtic, you know, I think it's a brilliant piece of business. I think it's good for everybody. It's a win-win for Stuart. He's got his trophy, so he's scratched that itch. He now wants to go down and test himself in a good league. I wouldn't say arguably the best one, but a really high-quality league. It'll help Scotland if he becomes a better player. And it helps Celtic because Celtic's done a bit of class business. Bought the guy for a short amount of money, sold him for probably his worth in the high end, and you know, that shows you that Celtic are doing business in a professional manner, and they'll bring boys in, and I think you'll find there'll be a lot more Stuart Armstrongs in the making, you know.
Well, that's 7 o'clock. We'll need to go now, Rory. Brian, just, well done, sir. Well done, Brian.
Brian, you spoke of that recruitment there. Is there specific areas you'd like to see strengthened in Celtic to use that money? Where would you like to see it invested most, do you think?
I feel that the team overall is good enough to win the Scottish League as often as they like now, and that's no disrespect to anyone at any other team. What I would like to see is that them getting a bit more experience and a bit more strength in areas that have been historically lacking in the defence.
You're talking about centre-back?
Yeah,
centre back. Celtic have now got four centre backs. You know, they're going to. I can't see Brendan bringing anybody else in at centre back. Do you know that?
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, I just think he's spent money on a few of them, and he seems to be quite happy with them. They're young, they're fit, they're tall, they're solid looking. You know, they've got one that's playing in the World Cup.
Yeah, I would agree with you. These boys are gaining experience. And drawing from that experience and bringing it back to Celtic Park. But I think possibly the Kolo Touré thing, maybe somebody a wee bit younger, I don't mean Kolo himself, but somebody of that ilk where they've got the experience to actually bring these boys that just take them up that level a wee bit more. Ayer has been fantastic for me last season. Boyata seems to be the whipping boy, but again, I think he's a good centre-half who needs another little lift. But I feel that there's, you know, the four that's there, I think there's that one lacking X factor element, and if we can buy one really strong guy, he will lift and bring. Now, I don't know who it is, because that's Mr. Rogers' job, but I just feel that one experienced, maybe a wow factor, a wee bit of an X factor signing at centre-half would work. Again, another one I'd like to touch on is the midfield way. Mr. Brown heading towards, the Golden Pastures. He's been out of this world, and you need to spend as much money as you can imagine to have his replacement. But you need to get him in now while Bruni's still doing what he does and teaching them how to do it. And, you know, everybody says McGinn. I like McGinn, but is he that guy?
Two different types of players.
Yes, I agree with that as well. But Rooney was a different type of player when he came in, Derek.
Because he's got older.
And now that he's older,
doesn't need box to box now. He just sits there,
So that's, you know, Rooney when he came in was a guy that was bought for that dynamic thing that he'd done at Hibs. You know, he tortured people when he was at Hibs, and he was brilliant. He doesn't do that now. He does the whole orchestration now, and that's the person that I'm saying. Now, whether it's John McGinn, and I really like him, I've said on the show before, or we need to go out and start stretching the 9 million to a 10 or a 12 million to find that player. It's priceless. You know, you need to pay the money for that player. Rooney was a 4.5 million pound signing. Now, at the time now, that's roughly about 2-3 times the money. So you need to go out they're way smarter than us. I mean, Celtic Park, they know what they're doing. They've probably got five targets and they'll hit one of them, I hope.
Well, we'll see indeed. The target for you though, Brian, is a six at the top of this leaderboard. How are you feeling about six? Have you played along at home? How's your sporting general knowledge?
Seven's my magic number. And
he's had a seven, Derek.
After eights for next season, you know what I mean?
No, don't jump ahead.
I get what you're doing there. Okay, right, anyway, back to the £5,000 fan, Brian, because we are swiftly moving towards our first break of the evening. So 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or have a wee guess, you may indeed get it right. And the aim of the game is to get a six, Brian, all right? Okay with that?
Aye, happy.
Good man, okay, good luck. And let us begin. Name either of the venues for the World Cup semi-finals.
Luzinex Stadium.
Mason Bloomfield has joined which Scottish Premiership team?
St Mirren.
What was the final score between Egypt and Saudi Arabia?
2-2.
What Scottish club plays at Fir Park?
Fir Park is Motherwell.
A thistle and an eagle appear on which Scottish Championship badge?
Inverness Carlin.
What was the final score of yesterday's Japan-Senegal game?
2-2.
Which St Mirren player signed a one-year contract extension? Quickly.
Don't know.
Out of time, unfortunately, Brian.
Oh.
Okay, let's go through them. DJ, how would you have got on there?
I might have got five. I might have got five.
Five. Let's go through them then. Name either of the venues for the World Cup semi-finals. Now, I need to clarify your answer, Brian, because I kind of... What was your answer?
The Luzhniki Stadium.
The Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately, that's the final.
That's the final.
The two semi-finals.
St. Petersburg, is it?
And the other would be...
Sochi. Sochi, yeah.
Very well done, Derek Johnston. Unfortunately, though, Brian... Not the first one correct. Second one, Mason Bloomfield has joined which Scottish Premiership team? Derek, the answer?
Hamilton.
Hamilton Academical on loan from Norwich. What was the final score between Egypt and Saudi Arabia? You said 2-2.
It was 2-1 Saudi.
It was 2-1 to Saudi Arabia. A late goal means that Mo Salah, after the big hype,
well,
no
it.
Wins in the World Cup, and they are indeed out. The next couple, though, you got on a bit of a roll here, Brian, I must admit. Which Scottish club plays at Fir Park? That's a gimme. That's Motherwell. Well done. A thistle and an eagle appears on which Scottish Championship badge?
Is that Inverness?
It was indeed Inverness, and Brian got that one correct as well. Two in a row. Three in a row, Senegal and Japan.
It was two all.
Yeah. Well done. Very good indeed. And the final one, we tried to sneak in just out of time. Which St Mirren player has signed a 1 year contract extension at the club?
Was it McGuinness?
Kyle McGuinness, yeah. Who signed a 1 year contract extension. So if we go through them, Brian, it was a one. It was unfortunately a three, which doesn't get you on the leaderboard, unfortunately. But we thank you for playing anyway. That was Brian Conway from Tellybody. As ever, if you want to get involved, go to @ClydeSSB on Twitter. Look at our pinned tweets and you'll have all the information there. Or head to our website at Clyde1.com. We'll be back after the break to discuss James Tavernier and his latest claims with Rangers. That's all after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly. 10.
Derek Johnston joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the second. You okay there,
I'm having the second part
of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. Derek, before we move on, Celtic flew out to their pre-season training camp in Austria today. Obviously, we were following Rangers and we were in Rangers training camp in Spain last week. We'll also be there with Celtic in Austria. Our man on the ground, Andrew McLean, is in Austria at the moment. Let's catch up with him ahead of what will be a Celtic training camp in Austria.
Yes, guys, here I am in the Austrian city of Linz ahead of Celtic's pre-season training camp that kicks off tomorrow. The team will arrive here tonight, but they certainly won't be hanging about. Straight into a double training session tomorrow, and they play their first game as soon as Wednesday. They take on local side Volvo Steyr in the first of three matches, the next of which, that's on Saturday against Bohemians Prague, before they finish up next Tuesday against Sparta Prague. All this, of course, is in preparation for their Champions League first-round qualifier against Armenian side Alashkert. It will be absolutely roasting in Armenia. As for the weather here at the moment, it's quite overcast at the moment. The temperatures are to be warm throughout the week, but unfortunately there is rain forecast for most of that, but I'm sure it won't dampen the spirits of the Celtic team. It is a very scenic city from what I've seen. I've only just arrived myself. It's 20 miles south of the Czech border, and for reference, it's got about the same population as Aberdeen, about 200,000, but a very nice looking city indeed. Austria, of course, suffering the same fate as Scotland, not making it to the World Cup. So it's not as if this place will really be filled with, you know, fan zones and people out in the streets watching the World Cup. If you're looking for a stretch, this city is twinned with Nizhny Novgorod, where England beat Panama 6-1 yesterday. But back to Celtic. Three games, lots of training and potential transfer business in the pipeline. I'll be here for the rest of the week to give you the latest on the Hoops preparation for the new season, with them now, of course, eyeing up a historic treble-treble.
Well, if you're ever wondering what Andrew's Austrian knowledge is, he must have certainly had a travel guide in that train, because he was rhyming off statement after statement in terms of Austria. But again, we've just, obviously I was over in Marbella and seen Rangers training camp, and when you do go away to these training camps, they really do, you know, get you really do prepared, because they have to, because as Andrew alluded to in there, these Champions Leagues, these Europa Leagues, they're so crucial, but they come so quickly as well, it could catch you out.
Well, you have to hit the ground running. It's as simple as that. I mean, before you kick a ball in earnest domestically, you know, you're playing European games. You know, and so much, as far as Celtic are concerned, you're talking about an awful lot of money, you know, that they make out of that. So, you know, to go out in that round and go into the Europa Cup, well, it's always good to go into the Europa Cup if you fail there, but certainly not an awful lot of money involved in that. So, I mean, I loved going away. You know, pre-season, it was good. We used to go to Sweden quite a lot for about 12 days. They're exactly the same as what Celtic are doing. You know, just plenty of training for 2 or 3 days and then get the games back in again. You need to get your touch. It's all right being fit, but you've got to get your touch back and your runs and your tackles and everything. All your timings have got to get right. So I think they're doing the right thing. Steven Gerrard has done it slightly different. He's taken them away, just trained them, and they're playing little games amongst themselves and everything else. So just it's slightly different.
At Clyde SSB on Twitter throughout this week, where you will see Andrew's coverage of Celtic's training camp in Austria. Right, Derek, for the second time this evening then, let's welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Frank Doris, a Celtic fan in Shawlan. Frank, good evening. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. How are we?
Very well indeed. Thank you very much. Just hearing from our reporter, Andrew, in Austria there. How beneficial do you think these training camps are for yourself, Frank, in terms of Celtic for the Champions League qualifiers? Is it something that you like to see them doing?
Yeah, that's it. Get some of the extra kind of fitness as well. Obviously, looking forward to the new season coming ahead.
These Champions League fixtures come around quite quickly. Need 4 rounds this time. How difficult is that going to be? And do you think Brendan Rodgers is going to have to strengthen a bit more to secure these Champions League group stages?
Yeah, I think we can actually need like a kind of central defender. And maybe, yeah.
Central defender?
Yeah, that's it. Beef up the defence a wee bit.
That's 2 Celtic callers, Derek, we've had.
I think they've got 4. I can't see Brendan Rodgers bringing another one. Listen, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe like Brian, the Celtic supporter before, who said he needs somebody experienced in there alongside the youngsters. Well, maybe that's the right thing to do, but it's an awful lot of people that are not getting games on a Saturday that might not even be on the bench.
All right, Frank. Well, how have you been getting on the £5,000 fan? Have you been playing along at home?
I've been playing along, yeah. Not been doing too good at it.
Bodes well. Your sporting general knowledge not that great.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a 6 that's required, Frank, to get on the leaderboard. Alright, a 7 gets you joint top. I mean, if you get a 7 and if you get an 8, well,
you're in the final.
Derek Johnson will give you half the money right now. You know, that's the way it'll work.
Yeah, but I'll be doing cartwheels.
Okay, so the aim of the game, as you said, a 6 is required. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You got to be quick. Don't hold that up, that clock. And are you ready then, Frank? And we'll get this going.
Yep, bash on.
Good man, right then, let's go. Which Glasgow-based team is nicknamed the Spiders?
Raith Rovers.
Who did Columbia beat 3-0 on Sunday?
Bond.
Which Scottish midfielder was the highest transfer fee between 2 Scottish clubs?
Which
city did Ajax play in?
Amsterdam Arena.
What's the full name of Lowland League team Gala?
Gala Ferradine.
Who did Portugal face tonight in the World Cup?
Spain.
Okay, let's go through them. Derek, you're shaking your head. Reasonably tough questions though.
They just played Spain in the first game, didn't they, Portugal? Remember, best game of the tournament so far.
Let's go through them. Now, I'm not saying, Frank, just to start you off, right? Always very important you listen to the wording of the question. So, which Glasgow-based team is nicknamed the Spiders? You said.
Raith Rovers. It was Queen's Park, of course. You know it now.
Local team, exactly. And it is Queen's Park is the answer. So, not the best start, Frank. No, okay, but, however, we got on a bit of a roll. Who did Colombia beat 3-0 on Sunday? It was indeed Poland, and another good game, to be fair. The Colombians are maybe one to watch out for. Yeah. The next one, you maybe have to think about a little bit, but as a Celtic fan, I'm a wee bit disappointed you didn't get this one, Frank. Which Scottish midfielder was the highest transfer fee between 2 Scottish clubs? Derek Johnston.
Was it Brown?
Scott Brown, between Hibernian and Celtic, for around £4 million. So not correct. However, Ajax do play in Amsterdam.
They also play in the Amsterdam Arena, correct?
No, they don't. They play in the Johan Cruyff Arena as of next season.
Well, that's next season. It's this season still.
I know. I hope that isn't one of the questions in the following. If it is, I'll be able to answer away. What's the full name of Lowland League team Gala? Now, unfortunately, I'm going to. My producer's in my ear telling me not to take this. You said Gala Ferradine.
I would have said that as well.
However, apparently, it's Gala Ferradine Rovers. Is the full name?
I've never known it as Rovers.
It is. It's not me who makes up the questions. It's not me who's the certified answer ticker, whatever you want to call it.
That was a trick question.
So unfortunately, that wasn't the full name, because if you ask for the full name of Doncaster, it's Doncaster Rovers. So you have to be
cruel. I have never ever heard Galifereydean, you know, mentioned as Galifereydean.
Galifereydean Rovers is the full answer. Anyway,
cheers, DJ.
I think you deserve the point.
Well, he's not getting it.
You're right, DJ.
Judging by your performance, Frank, it won't matter anyway.
I know.
The final question: who did Portugal face tonight in the World Cup? You said Spain. They played Spain 3-3. The answer
is it Morocco, is it?
It's Iran.
Spain play Morocco,
who
is it?
Portugal face Iran. And the sort of wee caveat with that one is Iran's manager, Carlos, is it Queiroz?
Queiroz, aye.
Former manager of Portugal. He's now up against, he could knock out his homeland club. So
it's not going to happen.
Okay, well, Derek's got his mystic neg out already. Okay, let's go through them. It was a 1, a 2. It was a 2 for you, Frank, unfortunately. Not enough to get you on the leaderboard, but I must say you've been very good entertainment value, Frank. I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much.
Well done,
thanks,
Frank,
for taking part. That was Frank Doris from Shawlands, a Celtic fan who managed a score of 2. And when you start off by asking my Glasgow based team and it comes away with Race Rovers, I'm sorry, but there's not much you can do, Derek, is there?
Listen, you're under pressure.
Exactly, absolutely. And he did great. And if you want to get involved, if you think you can do better, at Clyde SSB on Twitter for a pinned tweet, or you can go to our website, Clyde1.com. But Derek, I want to get your thoughts on Rangers very quickly, because James Tavernier was speaking to Rangers TV yesterday, it came out today. The days of accepting second best at Rangers are over after Steven Gerrard has been brought in as their manager. He's been impressed by his first few days working with a former England captain over in the training camp in Marbella. As well as that, the effect Gary McAllister has had on the team's spirit and on his experience as well. Obviously, he was signed by Mark Warburton in 2015 with the promise that they're going to be better and whatnot. They're still third behind Rangers, but Gerrard, third behind Aberdeen and Celtic, sorry, but now Gerrard demanding that better from the squad.
Yeah.
He's had his critics on Twitter for this. He's had his plaudits to saying they should be aiming high. Where do you stand on this, that second best isn't good enough for Rangers next season?
Well, that's been the Rangers for 100 and odd years. You know, you cannot be second best to Celtic, and vice versa. Celtic would say exactly the same. You know, how many managers have been sacked because they've been finished, you know, second behind the other half of the old firm? That's the attitude they have to take. And I think they've probably got their best squad so far in the last 6 years, Rangers, without a shadow of a doubt. And you're right, they can't be thinking about Celtic until they get above Aberdeen first. Aberdeen have finished second, was it, in the last three or four seasons?
Since Rangers have been
So they are the team that Rangers have to get above first before they get anywhere near Celtic. But that has to be the attitude of the Rangers players. You know, second's not good enough in this city, and that's the way it's always been, and that's the thoughts that should be in their mind going into this season.
Charlie from Airdrie, a Rangers fan. Charlie, what's your thoughts on this one?
Can I speak to Derek, please?
Yes, he's listening. On you go.
You're through, Charlie.
Derek, listen, do you know when you've heard that before? That's like a deja vu. He said the exact same thing last year. See, at the end of the day, see, I don't even think he should be there. I know it's something. He's going to be sitting on the bench, because see that guy's coming up, Flanagan.
Flanagan, yeah.
He'll take his place, because he had done nothing last year. He's great coming on and coming away with these quotes. We need to do this, we need to do that. I don't even know who's asked him to go on. He must have done it half his own back, because it could have been Gerrard. And I'm sick listening to him, because he did the day on the park for me. There was links to other clubs and that, and I was glad he was going to be moving on. And it seems as if some of the things that Gerrard's done, I don't agree with. Keep him on for Lan. Different ones are odd. It's been kept on and all. I don't agree with them either. But for him to come on and say the exact same thing as he said last year, they've probably got a tape in your studio you could play, and you'll say words to the exact same effect he said there now, because he's just a joke, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just wondering if Steven Gerrard is going to play a different system to what Rangers have been playing the last couple of years. I just wonder if they'll go down the Celtic road and play three centre-backs.
Okay.
And put the two full-backs into a forward position, which would suit Tavernier better, because he's certainly the best player they've got going forward. Defensively, he lacks a little bit, I would admit that, but, you know, I think he's there. I think I think all the players say silly things at times, whether it's on their Facebook or whatever, or on Rangers TV. But No, I think he's there, and it's all right saying, you know, that there are a few that shouldn't be there. It's very, very difficult to get rid of players. If players are on, and I've said that so many times, if players are on contracts, they're quite entitled to stay where they are. It doesn't matter what the club says. If they don't want to go, they won't go. You know, they're only going to go if they think they're going to get more money or they're going to a better club. It's as simple as that.
Charlie, your thoughts on how encouraged are you by Rangers' activity so far in terms of incomings? You know, you mentioned Flanagan there as one, obviously, that's now reaching 7 or 8 transfers in so far. Are you encouraged by that so far, Charlie?
I like the look of some of the guys that's coming in and that, you know. But that's made it, no kick to a boy yet, you know what I mean? No,
yeah, you're absolutely right. But the two centre, what Rangers have lacked in the last few years, you know, is a bit of strength in midfield and at the back. Now you've got two centre backs that are 6'3", 6'4". They love a tackle. You've heard them saying that themselves. You've got Arfield in midfield, who's now he's a leader of men. Something that's been lacking at the club as well. You know, and by all accounts, there's going to be a 6'4" striker, you know, if we're believing what the papers are saying. You know, so there is strength all the way through the side now that Rangers have lacked. But you're right, until these first games, then we're not going to know how they're going to play. But as I said earlier, I think this is the best Rangers squad in the last 6 years that they've had.
0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved, or on Twitter at @ClydeSSB. We'll be back after the break. We'll be discussing the VAR system in Russia. Do you think it's working for football, or do you think it's a hindrance? We'll be hearing from MP Douglas Ross, the linesman from the SFA as well, on his thoughts. That's all after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Every business.
Derek Johnston joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan. Still time for you to get in touch, 01419511025, or on Twitter at @ClydeSSB. Derek, I want to get your thoughts now on a rather controversial subject, but I want to get your thoughts on that in a minute, but we'll hear from Douglas Ross first. The World Cup, well and truly underway in Russia. We've got games tonight, Spain, Iran, Portugal and Morocco all in action this evening. But the one thing that's got everyone talking is the VAR, the video assistant referees. It's a debate that everyone's got an opinion on, whether, and we want to get your thoughts on it, whether it's good for the game, has it made it better, has it made it worse? Well, there we caught up with SFA linesman Douglas Ross, who gave us his thoughts on the matter.
I think it's clearly beneficial. I was fortunate enough to be on a programme to potentially go to the World Cup, so I was involved in the training over the last 2 years, and it's clear that it's improved, you know, significantly over those 2 years. There are still some issues with VAR. Every decision of the referee is, in the laws of the game, in the opinion of the referee, so you could have two referees looking at the same incident and taking a different opinion. But the fact that there is an opportunity to refer to technology and to go to the VAR, I think not only ensures that we get the vast majority of decisions correct, but also the players on the pitch at the time are more confident that the referees and the assistants are correct, and that should hopefully help game management as well. I think what you're seeing far less of in the World Cup is dissent over these decisions, because they know the referee or someone at the VAR studio has had a look at it and has been able to confirm or otherwise the correctness of the decision. Well, as I say, I've been involved in training for the last 2 years. I was at FIFA headquarters with the head of FIFA refereeing with the team I was involved in at the time. So no one should be in any doubt that this has just been rushed in the last couple of weeks to get it ready for the World Cup. It has been ongoing for some considerable time. It's been used in leagues throughout the world for a long time as well. But given this is the biggest football tournament in the world, there are more eyes watching it at the moment, and there will be people who are critics and people who are supportive. But I think overall, the genuine impression at the moment seems to be positive. A referee only gets one look at it and only has one set of eyes. A team of officials on a pitch, there's only four of them around the pitch, whereas there's 22 players, and trying to watch everything at the same time is impossible. So I think it's been successful, and it will continue to be successful as people get more and more used to it.
Derek, your thoughts on the VAR system at the World Cup?
I think we've been screaming out for years for something like this. You know, how many bad decisions has cost a team, you know, winning a cup, you know, or winning the league, or being relegated, you know, that one bad decision. So I don't care if it takes a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Get it right. And that's it. And 99% it's right. There will always be that one. where the television doesn't really see it, and it's one of these 50-50 ones. But I think the majority of times when they change their mind, great. I feel sorry for the fans at times because they don't know what's going on. You know, they've just cheered the goal for their team, and all of a sudden the referee's gone over to the television, so everything's quiet again. You know, and if it gets chalked off, then there's the boos and everything else. And you know, if the goal's given, then they cheer again. The manager's standing there; he doesn't know if they've lost the goal or scored. So I think that we'll have to do something more to help the fans in these situations when the referee's looking at that, and also the players that are on the bench and the management team as well. But yes, listen, I'm all for it. As long as they get it right, that's the main thing, then long may it continue.
I think the best example of that was the Brazil game. You know, they get a penalty, Neymar blatantly dives.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere else, you're crying out for someone to you know, stop this dive and whatnot. This could be the thing that stops diving at the game.
We've been saying this for ages. You've got to bring television into it. They've now done it, and you still get people complaining. But I think it's the right thing to do. We want the right result and the right decision. We don't want somebody going out of World Cup because a bad decision was made.
Okay, let's, for the final time this evening, and welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
And our final contestant of the evening is Mr. Andrew Wilson from East Kilbride. Andrew, good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thank you very much. Confident? How are you feeling? Let's sum up your emotions ahead of this one.
Yeah, not too confident, but
oh, don't be saying
every
that.
Single
listen,
person.
Listen,
I've had
Andrew,
on.
There's only the three of us here. That's, I just think the three of us are sitting in a pub and you're getting asked questions. Just relax.
Have you been getting on with it, Andrew? Have you been okay in terms of the questions?
Yeah, a 4 or 5 marker, but
okay. We'll see how you can go on tonight. Well, tonight, as ever so far, you need a 6 to get on the leaderboard. A score of 7 gets you joint top. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass, or even have a wee sly guess. You never know, you might get it right. And the aim of the game, as I said again, is to get a 6. You alright with that, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely perfect.
Okay, thanks. Then, good man. Then let's go. Where did Stuart Armstrong start his playing career?
United.
How many goals did England score against Panama?
6.
Andrew Davis has terminated his contract at which club?
Ross County.
Which English club did Alan Stubbs manage before St Mirren?
Rotherham.
What's a jockey's uniform called?
Pass.
Which club won the Premier League in 95?
Manchester United.
How many points does Spain currently have in the World Cup group?
6.
Name one of Uruguay's goal scorers in the 3-0 win over Russia.
Suarez,
you got that one in quick. Okay, let's go through them, Derek.
Might be a 5, maybe.
Oh, let's go through them then, shall we? Let's go through them. How do you think you did, first of all, Andrew? How are you feeling?
Not bad. I've got a pass in there, but...
Okay. Let's go through them then. So, where did Stuart Armstrong start his playing career? The answer is Derek Johnston.
Was it Dundee United?
Yeah. Correct. What a start from Andrew. Got it correct. How many goals did England score against Panama? Because we haven't heard enough about this game, have we, Derek?
How many did he score?
As Andrew rightly pointed out, they have indeed scored 6. So that's 2 out of 2 so far, Andrew. Well done. Andrew Davis has terminated his contract at which Scottish club? He was the captain in the Highlands with Ross County. 3 out of 3.
That's a good
He's
one.
Now,
well done.
How quickly was that? He terminated his contract with Ross County in the morning, signed for Hartlepool in the afternoon.
Excellent.
Very
good. I think
a
deal was done before that.
I
would think so. Yeah.
Which English club did Alan Stubbs manage before St Mirren? Derek.
You're right. Absolutely right. What you said.
Rotherham. That's 4 out of 4 for Andrew. Great so far. What's a jockey's uniform called?
Silks.
Is what it's called. Unfortunately, not correct. Which club won the Premier League in 95?
Liverpool.
The only time they've done it under a famous Scot.
Everton.
Blackburn Rovers.
Oh, Doug
was
Leash.
The Premier League with Doug Leash in 1995.
95, was it? My God.
The year of my birth. So, how many points do Spain currently have in their World Cup group? Andrew, you said...
They can't have 6 because they drew with Portugal,
they
didn't they? 4.
So it's 4 they have in their World Cup group. And the final one, you got this one in as quick as you can. Name one of Uruguay's goal scorers in the 3-0 win over Russia. Luis Suarez was correct. Derek, for a bonus point, can you name the other two?
No,
too tough. It was a Cherezev own goal, which would have been tough for you to get as well. Yeah. And Edson Cavani with a third. And I have, I must admit, a soft spot. Uruguay, I've got in the sweepstake, 3 out of 3 without conceding a goal. I'm very happy at the moment. But Andrew, never mind me. Let's look through them. It was a 1, 2, 3, 4. It was only a 5. You were one away, Andrew. Unfortunately, if you knew what a jockey's uniform was called, you could be sitting on the leaderboard. But mate, thank you very much for playing, Andrew Wilson.
Well done, Andrew.
A Celtic fan from East Kilbride. And Derek, that was that
good
shows
effort.
You
no, that was good.
A wee bit of rhythm as well, because you start off well and you can keep them going.
The jockey, see when you bring racing into it. Oh,
it's not me who makes up the
I know,
questions.
I'm
you
looking
know
at him now. He's like Tom Selleck with that moustache.
Anyway, let's move on. I just want your reaction very quickly. Some Rangers fans in on Twitter need very good intent. It's Peter on Twitter. Hopeful for more recruits for Europe. Tough ties lie ahead. Your thoughts on Rangers' European campaign coming up?
Yeah, I think it's important, as they say, that they're going to have to hit the ground running. I think they've got a good basis of a side. That's the reason he's out there playing games against each other, you know, just to see who's going to fit in midfield. He's got so many choices now. Somebody spoke about Tavernier there, you know, and Flanagan. I tell you what, one doesn't play well, the other one's in. It's as simple as that. There's competition for places. That's the main thing in a side, having somebody who's going to compete with you for that position. So that's got to be good.
Well, that is it for tonight's show. My thanks to Derek Johnson for joining me, Ronnie Charters, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. The search continues tomorrow night. I'll be in the chair alongside Roger Hanna. A score of 6 is required to get on that leaderboard. If you think you can do that, head to ClydeOne.com and you could be on the show very soon indeed for a chance to win the money. Don't go anywhere though. Ryan Bothwick's up next with all the biggest hits.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly. Old school.